podcast is part of the Podcast You're Seeing Network. Visit us at www.podcastyourseeing.com.
Local media has an agenda that they're gonna serve. I don't know who's in charge of it or what it is, if it's like a headless monster.
Why? This is a question.
Walking backwards. Yeah. Something sacred.
I don't know the names of the creep songs. Those
running in circles.
Just pop in and let play.
Sea of Glass.
It's the flight and the fall.
I love Ozzy. I think he's the true definition of a rock star.
also came out by your speakers.
Anybody else have any interesting stories they don't want to come to tell?
This is Doug from After the Fall. Hey, this is John Lane from the thriving tropics of Leechburg, Pennsylvania.
The Pennsylvania Rock Show, featuring the best unsigned rock that Pennsylvania has to offer.
Tune into the Pennsylvania Rock Show, featuring the best unsigned rock and metal that Pennsylvania has to offer, right here on PARockShow.com, 107.1 FM and MegaRockRadio.net, coming at you from St. Louis, Missouri, XRPRadio.co.uk, coming at you from the Highlands of Scotland, AltRockRadio.ca, Hamilton, Ontario, Canada, RudRuRadio.com on the beaches of San Diego, California, and right here in the thriving metropolis of Leechburg, Pennsylvania, buildthescene.com/radio. This is the Pennsylvania Rock Show, episode number 627, and with me tonight are four members of the band Black Ridge. There they are.
What's going on, Bill?
Hey, Bill.
What's up?
Everybody else see a big black square where Joey's supposed to be?
Yes.
Okay, just
this is what he
Joey.
Looks like. Come on, Joe.
It's all black on my end.
Hey, Joe. We can't see you.
This is our new guitar player, Blank Square.
Yeah, Blank Square.
What about, can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you.
We can hear you. We can't see.
Maybe it's better we don't see you. Maybe it's better we don't see you, actually.
You have your camera flipped to the front.
Try turning it off and turning it back on, Joey.
Wait, something's happening.
It's showing up down in at the bottom, but it's frozen.
It's
and an actual video is just the big black rectangle. There, do I have that correct? BlackRidgeOfficial.com?
Yes, sir.
Yep.
I don't think he.
I don't know how to fix this, Bill.
Go to settings and then go to camera.
Camera. It shows my terribly looking face.
Oh.
If you have issues, try restarting your device.
Ooh.
Can I leave and come back?
Try, yes.
Yeah,
it's doing something.
And we totally won't talk about you while you're going.
Oh, yeah. No, you're totally safe, Jerry.
Yeah. Never. Yeah, I don't believe that. Goodbye.
Never would think about it.
Oh, man, Jerry, how terrible.
Great way to open this.
Now there are four.
For anyone who's tuning in, that was Joey Connor. We'll probably not hear from him again tonight.
just to be honest.
He's camping, and it's been sporadic for the whole 10 minutes we've been trying to get ready.
This feels like the Brady Bunch.
There's not enough of us. Oh, I heard a beep.
Good night, Paul.
There he is. Oh,
there he is.
We're back.
Hey, Joey Connor.
Hey, with that said, this has been episode number 626. Okay. So,
finally, he joined us.
So you gentlemen are currently finishing up a new EP, correct?
We sure are, yeah. We went into the studio over the course of a couple months there, went to very tight recordings in Sharpsburg, PA. For the third time, we recorded our first one, Good Time to Go, and our second one, Live Fast and Leave a Good Looking Corpse there. So we hooked up with Matt Vary. He's an excellent engineer, producer. We love working with him to record, like I said, our third album EP. I don't know what you want to call it. We just call it a release at this point, but it's called Raw Power. It's a collection of five songs. Just about the lyrics are a lot about the band, kind of our last summer and just like the development of everything we've been going through recently with Tony and just making albums and just the lineup that we have now. So it'll be out in probably a couple weeks, but yeah, that's what we're working on right now, getting that out, Raw Power.
All right. We're going to play a little sneak peek later. I didn't listen the whole way through that when you sent it, Paul, but I assumed that was part of each of the songs.
Yes, it's a little snippet of all five songs. Yep.
So what have you guys been up to? I know I was headed to Ohio Powell about a month ago, 2 months ago, and I drove past you guys on your way to the southern part of the state as well.
Yeah, I forget what show that even was, but we've been booking like crazy.
Was it Glades?
Yeah, it would have been the Glades.
Yeah, because you go through Ohio Pile to get there.
That's exactly where it was. Yeah, but we've been booking shows like crazy. Like we have, I think we have at least two gigs a weekend until October sometime, but it's been awesome because we love to play, but yeah, it's also been kind of crazy because we have, you know, shows here, there, same day. Like, for instance, we're this weekend on Friday, we're doing the Crabtree Fireworks. Well, we thought we were doing the Crabtree Fireworks. I'll tell you that story. It's a festival. It's called the Mount Carmel Festival, which is great. They have it in Crabtree every year, and it gets a pretty big turnout. But one night is the firework night, and the other night is just the festival night. I thought we were playing the firework night, so I had made flyers up with firework little effects and all kind of stuff, and I released them, and that night I found out we weren't doing it, so I had to, like, go back and scrub all of it and, like, make new graphics and stuff. But anyway, this Friday we're playing the Mount Carmel Festival in Crabtree, and then Saturday we're doing a wedding. But it's like that every weekend.
So we are the fireworks.
We kind of are. The Friday night, we're the fire on Friday night. And I guess while I can get it in, since Paul's not here to promote all of our shows, I'll have to do it. But in a couple weeks, we're going to Nashville. And we have, I think, 3 shows are working on 4 gigs down there right now. So we're excited to do that. WWE SummerSlam is actually going to be in town. If there's any professional wrestling fans out there, tourism's going to be out the wazoo. So we're excited to go down there.
What was the names of the places that we're playing? Like Drifters?
So Swan. Wednesday, July 27th, we're playing Drifters Barbecue. Thursday, July 28th, we're working on a show. We're pretty much confirmed that it's a place called Betty's. It's a dive bar in Nashville. Friday night, we're playing downtown Nashville, which is going to be so insane, at a place called Bowie's. Anybody's down there that weekend, come down. It should be packed. And then Saturday, I don't really want to give it away yet, but we're working on like a bigger gig that night as well. So we'll keep you posted. I haven't even said anything about it on social media. We've just been kind of like dropping hints at shows and now on this show. So
I get to see you guys live again in about a month.
Yeah, Rock for Life.
Rock for Life, oh yes.
God, I love playing that place. I
saw you at Gigaroo, Phil.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you say hello and I looked at you like I didn't know who you were?
Because
that happens. That happens a lot.
Kind of, yeah.
I apologize.
It's okay, though.
No, I'm not sure you know who I am. I'll be jumping up and down. I'll be harassing you, Bill. So I'll give you a hug if I have to, just so you know who I am.
Listen, it doesn't help. And I'll come home like 6 hours later. I'll be like, oh, that was...
Jeez.
Yeah, I've seen you out there. Work. I've seen you out there for years. I've been going to that like ever since I was a kid. So to go from like just going to as like a viewer to being part of it in a band is really awesome.
Yeah, what a great organization. Like Paul has a lot of connections to them and ties, obviously, but we've been playing their gigs. I think Rocktoberfest was the first one that we did in 2016 before Paul ever joined. So Matt and the crew has always been good to us. And this year's recipient is Brody, I believe is his name, the little boy. Mm-hmm. And I read some things about just his story, and it's absolutely heartbreaking. And it just, if you read that alone, you don't ever even have to know what goes on at Rock for Life or even attend one. Just reading that and having a little bit of a backstory is enough to like almost bring tears to your eyes that people are willing to do that for this family and other families for now like 20 years plus. So yeah, it's amazing. I'm glad to just be I don't even want to call myself a part of it, but we've been doing this for years and years, and I take pride in doing this event, you know. So I'm glad to be a minuscule part, I guess, of it. It's really cool.
I am the August show, which is the original show. This is the 23rd year for it. I have been to, well, counting this year, it will be number 19.
Wow.
So
good for you, man. That's awesome.
I didn't go to the first two, and I didn't go in 2019.
Now, were the first two at the Island Ball Field? No. Okay.
One of them would have had to have been 3 or 4.
Oh, wow. Well, that's still a long time now there, 20 years.
And the first one was on a farm, I think.
No kidding. I'd like to hear that story. I have to ask Matt sometime about the backstory of all that. I've never...
It was in a mud bog, I think.
I think it was a Falcon Park up in Canning.
They had shows there, but I don't think they had a Rock for Life there. They had like a end of summer jam thing that they did there.
You got to start somewhere.
But I actually was just editing more photos from Gigaroo tonight, right before we got on. I kind of floated out to the bands after the fact. Hey, just so you know, I probably have like 50 more shots of your band. But you can't have them for free.
Yeah. No doubt. I mean, hey, photographers, you guys make a big difference too for us bands, like to come out and take pictures, and especially professional images like you do. It definitely helps like a lot. So you deserve to be compensated for sure for that, no doubt.
For the record, any of the stuff that I put out like through Rock for Life, you guys can use that for anything. Just leave the watermark on it.
Sure.
But
thank you.
Yeah. And that goes for any band that's listening that I've taken photos of. If I put them out there, use them. If I don't, then you know that maybe you should contact me if you want some more.
No doubt. Absolutely. Yeah. Any photo we use, I always try and tag it.
Yep.
I mean, that's just respect. You know what I mean? Jeez.
That's back when I wasn't so great at it and didn't have a good camera. Really didn't care what happened with them, but now that now that I have the right equipment and things are looking good.
Oh yeah. Especially when those bands get under the lights, man, you can really, wow, it's amazing. Even the photos from last year that you took of us, I can remember the one of Cody was like, wow, insane.
Did you guys see the one of Tim Noel from Shattered?
I didn't know.
His foot's up in the air from this year. His foot's up in the air and he's wearing a croc.
Actually, I think I did see that. Didn't you make a post about that?
Yeah, I tagged Crocs. Yeah. They haven't responded. I tagged it. I said, hey, Crocs, have you met my friend Tim Noel?
So hard to get a sponsorship these days.
I figured they'd at least share it, but I didn't get anything out of them. Because if you go to their page is full of stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. You have to start tagging like Crocs fan pages. Start low. Build your way up.
The Croc Empire.
Pages, yeah.
You have to start with sandals and build your way up to Crocs.
Yeah.
I will tell you that I did go to the Crocs website after that to see how much they cost.
How much are they? I have no idea.
They started out at like 35 and went up.
Sounds like you're paying for the name and a piece of rubber.
Well, you guys are definitely not getting a Crocs endorsement.
No, we're not, but Starbucks were available.
For the record, I do not support Crocs.
Did you say you don't support them?
Come on, Joey. What about In Stuff Music?
Joey.
Do you support In Stuff Music?
Absolutely. Yeah.
There you go.
He's wearing the shirt.
But yeah, anyway, the new album Raw Power features Joey Connor, our new lead guitar player. We had definitely not a falling out or anything. It was kind of a professional split with our old guitar player, and he had some other things going on in his life, and we mutually agreed to split ways, and that's totally cool. And then we hooked up with Joey in May. I think May 1st was our first jam, and we went into the studio like May 27th or something like that. But no, it all turned out great. It sounds awesome. And the show, I think he's been with us for 6 or 7 shows now. And there's, by the end of the summer, we can say he's been with us for like 40 shows. So we should be pretty well tight and good. And yeah, everything has been going awesome with Joey musically. And then I think personally, we all gel. For sure, we get along and we can talk about what we need to do without hating each other or getting mad, and we could joke around at the same time. So everything's been awesome. So yeah, Joey's been an awesome killer addition to Blackridge, no doubt. While you just shake your head and just look into the mic or into the camera. Come on, Joey.
Say something. Okay. Let Joey take it.
Let Joey what?
How do you feel about being? How do you feel about this album, Joe?
Take the
interview. How do you feel about this album, Joey?
Yeah, let's answer some questions. This is the Joey corner right now.
Come on, Joey.
Get it together, Joey.
So I think the album's great. When I first heard, when they sent me the demos, I was like, wow, this is actually just like straight up rock and roll. And I'm like, that's awesome. I love that it's straight up rock and roll. But it's also something that I haven't really heard out of a lot of things nowadays. And it was kind of like, everyone describes it as like arena rock, and it's definitely like arena rock mixed with like soul, mixed with like some funk aspects. And I thought it was really awesome. And when they asked me, hey man, lay down some solos, do this, do that, I'm like, well, that's an honor. You know what I mean? That's like, that's awesome. These guys want me to do this. And it was pretty cool, and I'm really happy with the results that we got out of it.
I may have played it while my wife was in the room, but Paul, you didn't hear that.
It's all good.
This is for your ears only. I'm like, hey, Kelly, you didn't hear this.
It's all good. Yeah, I sent the demo to a few people, and only a few people, and Bill, you were one of them, because I definitely trust your ear and appreciate all the stuff that you do, so no doubt.
Well, I will tell you that, like, she and I don't have a lot of, like, there's a thin area in genres where we meet, and I started playing, and she looks at me, she goes, who is this? And I said, before I tell you, what do you think of it? She goes, it's amazing. I said, okay, it's Black Ridge.
Wow. Oh, my God. What's your wife's name?
Kelly.
Kelly, oh, my God. Kelly, come out to a Black Ridge show. I'll give you a CD. You come talk to me. Thank you very much.
I mean, she sees me every Wednesday, so I'll just hand it to her.
There you go. That's awesome.
Maybe not this Wednesday, though.
Maybe not.
But my son takes trumpet lessons where Joey teaches guitar.
Oh.
My daughters take voice lessons there, too.
Generally, so, like, his son's lessons usually happen while I'm teaching, and his instrument is significantly louder than all of ours.
For a second, I thought you were going to say Joey is giving trumpet lessons. I was about to be like, ah.
he recently joined the Kiske Valley Community Band, which is like 90% retired music teachers.
Ooh.
He's 14.
Oh, wow. Well, good for him. That's a good experience, though, for sure.
So,
he'll be the leader after they're all kind of maybe gone in 20 years.
Their main person was my middle school and elementary school teacher.
Oh, my goodness. He'll be the only one left.
Well, that's the first day we were there. I sent Kelly a text. I was like, there's like 30 people in this room, and only 4 of them are younger than me.
It's going to be the Kiske Valley Quartet.
They played the Star Wars theme. They were playing the Star Trek theme. They were like, I recognized a lot of the stuff they were playing. I'm like, it's kind of cool.
Definitely
not what I expected from them.
Yeah, you know, Paul's always wanted to have like some sort of band or like a orchestra or something on like a song sometime, like next time we record or something like that. Like this album, Raw Power, is like a rock album, a little funk, you know, some soul, little Black Ridge, you know what I mean, that we do. But the next album, I think we're going to get a little bit more experimental with it, maybe do a ballad, you know, and get kind of crazy like that. So I forget where I was. What were we just talking about? That's how my brain works.
Orchestra.
Oh, right. No. Orchestra. So yeah, get a little. Thank you, Bill. Thank you very much, the host of this show.
I'm imagining is Paul, shirtless and barefoot, running around an orchestra
conducting. No, that's the next album. That might happen. That might happen.
Except,
like, we'll give him like
instead symbols. Of shirtless, he'll have a costume on.
Exactly.
You know, like
exactly.
A tuxedo with like the tail, with like the really excessive tail.
Yeah, we played the casino in Greensburg last Friday, and he was his original normal Paul G self. He was up on the tables, you know, barefoot, where people eat and everything like that. But yeah, they want to book us for a few more shows next year. But the one condition is Paul has to wear a shirt and shoes.
But,
oh well, small price.
He just got a wireless mic. A guy who's a fan of the band, Mike. I don't know his last name, but he purchased a wireless microphone for Paul. So we have a wireless.
Yeah, microphone. Shout out to Mike for doing that, man. Yeah. That was a big help, dude.
And we used that at the casino, and Paul was like everywhere in there for the whole floor. He was
now he can harass the entire audience.
Yeah.
So Paul's gonna be sitting at Camp Bad Decisions at Rock for Life and singing.
oh yes, guaranteed.
Yeah.
He'll probably want me. I don't know. Rock for Life is a pretty fun stage to be on, so I don't know if he'll get off of that one. But yeah, any other stage, like good luck. He's usually running around the audience for sure. And now that Joey's wireless and Cody's wireless and Tony is wireless, we have
and you
like,
are wireless too.
Yeah, but I never leave the stage. Somebody's got to keep things together. I mean, come on, these guys. Yeah, they go on the crowd and participate and stuff. So it's pretty cool. We've kind of we've changed our show a little bit, upgraded, enhanced our show, if you will, with Joey, because he interacts and he gets it in the crowd's face and stuff, if you will, you know, not in a bad way or anything, but he goes up and solos in front of him. He does his own solo spot. So we've kind of changed our show a little bit. So if you haven't saw us with Joey yet, then you're going to want to check us out. We do things a little bit differently in a good way, not in a bad way, I swear.
I have sent Joey's name to many bands over the years. Like, do you know a guitarist? I'm like, yes. So when I knew that Joey was part of the band early, because again, Paul tells me stuff, and I was like, that's awesome.
I think,
yeah.
What is this? Is this the fifth band I've been on your show with?
Maybe. I'd have to go back and look.
That makes me feel dirty, Joey.
I don't feel special anymore, Joey.
Yeah.
I mean, what do you expect? What do you expect? He has 600 and some shows. Yeah.
I'm feeling very unclean right now, Joey.
I mean, it happens.
No, Joey, like I said, you know, Joey was in another project, you know, full disclosure, I don't really hide anything when I get on to these shows. What do I got to hide? I don't care. Joey was in another group and it didn't, you know, it was, didn't interfere with Blackridge or anything like that, but it was kind of crazy timing that thing kind of dissolved and it didn't work out for Joey. And it seems even more kind of, I don't want to say meant to be, but if you will, that's kind of the term, you know what I mean? Yeah. It really kind of, it did kind of solidify things in a way to be like, all right, you know, you are Blackridge now. You are with Blackridge. You're part of this band. You're not just a hired guy or just going to play a couple shows here and there. Like when you're in Blackridge, you know, you're a member of the group. You're a part of the creative process. You're supposed to be there every show, every practice. So like you are a part of the sound. Everybody that we have is a huge part of the sound, the show. So like when we're down a member, even if it's Corey, you know, somebody, you would say, oh, you can do a show without the keyboard. But what they don't realize is how much Corey contributes on background vocals. Yeah. And things like that. No, for real though, it makes a big difference in our show. So every member that we have here is integral to the Blackridge sound for sure, including Joey now. So
I'm waiting for the day that I have been, that I wish I could say that I was playing guitar for half of my life by now, but never going to happen.
Yeah, you've only been playing guitars. Like, I've been playing shows for years and years before you've ever even picked up a guitar. That's crazy to me. And yet you're kind of a natural on it. Sick.
I never wanted to be like a guitar player. I wanted to be a singer. So I picked up guitar to like accompany myself. And I didn't take guitar seriously till probably 17. And at that point, I've been playing for like 4 years. So really, I've only been playing lead guitar for like 6 or 7 years.
Wow.
Wow.
Blackridge has been a band for 10. That's crazy.
I built my first local band website in 1996. And in the winter of 1996. So I've been working with local bands since before Joey was born. Which explains why my beard is white.
The way you told that story made me think of you like in a winter's night by candlelight and like a typewriter. Like,
yes.
Like,
I'm like he went out to see a band and they were quite well.
Back then, to get on the internet, it was, I can't even remember the name of the system, but it was all text based. There was like no pictures.
I think the first time I was on your show, was with the band I was in with my dad.
Yep.
I don't even think I was out of high school yet.
Wow. What did you guys play?
It was like rock, I guess, country-ish rock.
Does your dad play guitar?
Yeah, he also sings too. Yeah.
Are you better than him? What?
Yeah.
Oh,
if you ask him, he'll tell you the same thing.
Really?
Yeah. Oh yeah. Right. Oh yeah.
I have a shred off sometimes.
We always make the joke. He's a way better singer than I am, and I'm a better guitar player than he is.
Okay. All right. Well, you know, I heard you're before Joey joined the band. You know, we're trying to like vet him a little bit. You know, do a little research on him and stuff. And he released an original song, Joey did. When was that? Last year, sometime in January. It's a little acoustic ditty.
Something like that.
It's pretty good. That's when I realized, I was like, oh, you know, he can sing. He has a little sense of melody, and he obviously, you know, can write and stuff like that. That was even more of a determining factor than just the blatant shredding. But that's always helpful, too. I find that the shredding is nice for sure, and it's cool. But if anything, we're working more about like melody and about, you know, what the audience and people might respond to a little bit, you know what I mean? And feel, not so much just shooting guitar scales at them and pure technique. But, you know, Joey's able to bring that emotion with the technique, and it's a nice mixture. I think we're getting the best of both worlds for sure.
Thank you, man.
Yeah. Before we get too far into this, why don't we take a moment and listen to that little sneak peek that you sent me?
Hell yeah.
So we're going to do that real quick. It's a collage isn't the right word, but
teaser track is what I call
that'll
it.
That'll work.
It's medley. Teaser. It's a little medley.
That's pretty good.
Of the five tracks coming up on the new EP, Raw Power. So that was a medley of the five tracks off of Raw Power by he threw me off. Play with your beard. By Black Ridge. I don't even know why that threw me off. Right. Anyway, medley by Black Ridge off their upcoming EP. Should be ready in about 3 weeks. You see them live twice a week.
Yeah, you can check our website out, blackridgeofficial.com. We have a list of our shows. We actually just booked a couple. I need to update it. It seems like we're always booking more and more and more. I'm like, all right, we're done. August is done. And we get like another cool offer. I'm like, well, maybe one more. So I need to update the website. But it has most of them on there. You can definitely see a lot of them.
Is it bad that I've never seen the website?
Yeah, it's terrible.
That's awful. God. Even worse than you telling everybody, Joey.
Joey!
Hey, I probably added at least 3 or 4 monthly listeners to your Spotify because that's all I listen to.
Oh, great. Now we have 7. No, I'm just kidding. No, but for real, like, I even added you to the website, Joey. What are you doing? What are you?
Yeah.
Yeah. Just, come on, Joe. How could you do this to him, Joey? And... He works hard.
Well, you better find the 6th band that you're going to be on the show with because you're out, buddy. You're out. And then the left leg, you're out.
The first live firing.
Controversy creates cash.
Money.
The next guest.
You'd have to redo that. So.
Joey, the next guest, Bombcat, they're all younger than you.
They're all what?
They're all younger than you.
You know, having Joey join the band has actually decreased our average age, which is always good because not that it matters, but the other guitar player was older than me and I'm no spring chicken anymore. So Joey is just a mere pup. So it's kind of, lowered our average age and made us not look like such old curmudgeons.
Since we're talking about that, I say this every time he's on with me. I had classes in high school with his dad.
Wow. Yeah, I saw, that's crazy, Joey. Like, I saw pictures of you like 10 years ago, and it's wild to me. Like, I was playing shows. Like I said, Black Roach was gigging, and you don't look like you could have even gotten to a bar that we were playing. It's nuts.
I've been playing in bars since I was 16.
Ooh. Some childhood.
So since last year.
Just yesterday.
It's crazy because, like, I mean, I think about it. Like, I've been, I don't know, I'm 26, and I've been at NSUF for like the greater part of like my adult life, and now the only other thing that's been consistent besides that has been, you know, playing in bands and playing guitar.
Heck yeah, man. No, yeah, the whole NSUF thing is really cool. Joey is like their, whenever they test the guitar out pretty much on social media, he's one of the guys that they use to test it and goes out to like thousands of people and they see it and stuff. So that's always cool to see Joey pop up on there. I saw him wearing a Blackridge shirt a couple of times, so that was really cool.
See, now good promotion. I need to get him a Build the Scene shirt.
Ooh, rock for life. Joey, what do you wear? Like 2X? What do you wear?
1X.
Yeah, bro.
My current Build the Scene shirt, the gray one that you guys sometimes see me wearing, I think 2 people have it, me and JJ.
I need a Build the Scene shirt. What the hell? I need one bad.
Oh my god.
So your cat was in the video and Paul's head was turned and I couldn't figure out where the videos were separated.
Did your cat just like jump up on there and hijack the interview?
Yeah, basically.
Pretty much.
I don't know that I'd call this an interview. I haven't really asked any questions.
Yeah. We just talking about stuff.
Joey, are you broadcasting from a fallout shelter?
I'm broadcasting from a camper.
Yeah. Same thing.
Is that where you go to prep?
Haley's probably outside like, where is he?
He's like, hey, we're gonna go play hide and seek. Yeah. He's just like in the right closet.
Is there a campfire out there?
There will be.
S'mores?
Gonna make some hamburgers.
Oh, hamburgers.
Yeah, man.
You gotta roast some marshmallows or it doesn't count.
What?
It doesn't count. You gotta roast marshmallows.
What?
Listen, we do roast the marshmallows. We got all your camping essentials. S'mores.
Yeah, mountain pies?
Yeah, we just had pizza mountain pies for lunch.
Nice. Got your camping toilet?
You see, I always make the joke, okay? Date a girl with equity. She has a toilet in the camper.
That's awesome. Look at you. Look at you calling your girlfriend a sugar mama live on video.
She hears it all the time.
We live in fancy.
I always call her a cougar.
Wow.
Anyway, I have a sewer story, but I'll tell that off the line, off air.
Oh God!
And it's from today.
Oh God! I'm freezing. It's fresh.
It hot off the presses.
Yeah, it's hot, steamy.
Anyway, oh, I just took you guys off my screen. It's been that kind of show. There you are. So real quick, I do want to remind everybody that Black Ridge does have an EP coming on in about 3 weeks. It's called Raw Power. You can find them at their website, blackridgeofficial.com. And yeah, normally it's below me, but today it's below Joey.
Joey, point!
Come on! Does it look like I'm punching Corey? Does it look like I'm punching Corey?
You better stop it.
It does.
Wait a minute. There. Now it's below
me. Now I'm poking Bill in the head.
Scratching Bill.
Oh, hey, guys.
Stupid inversions!
Stupid? Do you say stupid inversions?
Yeah, because I tried to block ball from over here. Oh, no, I'm taking over this show. I'm in the top left corner.
The host. The host with the least.
Yeah, I was.
I want to thank you guys for hanging out with me tonight on episode 627. And if you stick around after we go off the air, I'll tell you the sore story.
Thank you, Bill, for having us. Thanks. Anybody wants to check out Blackridge, check us out on Facebook, Instagram, our website, Twitter. We're playing almost anywhere and everywhere.
Yeah,
every
come
weekend.
See us live.
Yep. Check us out. Say hi. Get a CD. And watch a crazy madman who's not here right now, Paul Guarini, with no shirt and no shoes, sing his heart and his lungs out.
Except at the casino.
Are
they putting that in writing in the contract that he has to keep his shirt and shoe on?
Most likely, yeah.
Our lawyers will review it, of course.
Yeah. Is our lawyer Paul?
No.
No. Certainly not.
All right. So what you're going to hear now is some more of the best unsigned rock and metal that Pennsylvania has to offer. Eventually, you're going to hear from John the American Hill, Jack Lane, who's going to tell you how to subscribe, leave comments, and find us online. When you hear him speaking, you'll know the show has ended. But that doesn't mean you should leave the station you're tuned in on, because you're going to hear some more unsigned and independent music there. On 107.1 FM, St. Louis, OmegaRockRadio.net, you're going to hear a mixture of signed and unsigned. But you should hang out there, too, because he is actually the longest supporter as far as stations go for the Pennsylvania Rock Show. My name has been Bill, and we'll catch you next time.
You know what, Bill? I have a request before we go off the air. Can we play Flight of the Mothman? Do you have that by Post Traumatic?
I do, and I can.
All right, brother. Thank you so much.
This episode of the Pennsylvania Rock Show has ended, but be sure to subscribe to be introduced to more of the best unsigned rock and metal that Pennsylvania has to offer. Don't forget to rate, review the show, and we'll see you on the next episode.